Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got, and I told you this, we got a lot of truth last week, and I was one of those people that kind of tried to talk myself out of what it is we witnessed the first time around, but one guy that, well, for lack of a better term, brought the stark reality of what happened yesterday to the forefront, our buddy Damon Bruce from out there in 95.7 The Game in San Francisco making a return visit. Damon, how you been, buddy?
Bill, thanks so much for having me on. I don't think I've ever been requested to do a victory interview in the opposing city's hometown before.
No, so. You know what, though? You were the one that pissed everybody off, and that's fine, because the reality was you were right. And that's why. So sometimes when things happen like that, it's kind of like, you know what? You can pontificate a little bit. You saw it coming, and a lot of us didn't.
Well, as I said to you, you know, unless sports happens, unless the unthinkable and Aaron Rodgers is able to rise above a stack of odds against them, there was a very little chance that the Packers had to even be competitive in this game. And it all came true. I mean, I don't even think, and this is where it does get embarrassing. I mean, this is where, when you're a Packer fan, I think you just got to walk around kicking rocks for the entire offseason. Kyle Shanahan didn't even get to page two of his playbook.
Didn't have to.
You got student body right and left to death last night. And in an NFL playoff game, I mean, that is just cataclysmically embarrassing. And, you know, I was trying to think, like, what can I say on your show today to maybe put another grain of thought in Packers fans' minds? And as great as Aaron is, and as great as Brett was, don't you now have to look back on the 20 years and think, this franchise wasted two of the greatest decades of quarterback play of all time. The fact that these two quarterbacks only have two Super Bowls for your franchise is an unmitigated embarrassment of negligent levels of your front office and the ownership. I mean, how did these quarterbacks only turn into two Super Bowls as spectacular as they were? And it's because of the team. It's the team around the quarterback. We're so quarterback obsessed, and I think that NFL franchises now fall into this. You know, do you have an elite quarterback? So what? Do you have an elite defensive end? Do you have an elite linebacker? Do you have an elite offensive line? I mean, I told you, it's going to take a lot more than healthy David Bakhtiari to close the gap that we saw in Week 12. And last night, that was proof of it.
So, first of all, I completely agree with you. When you are running base defense to stop the run, and you can, I think Adrian Amos said it best, it was one of those nights where they just couldn't stop him. There was nothing they could do. They just could not stop him. I said last night, the stark reality became to the forefront when the physicality in the trenches is what won you the ball game. I've been preaching this for forever, and I got away from my own philosophy, and I don't know why I did, but I tried to buy into it, maybe for hope or whatever, or happenstance. Aaron Rodgers did put his team, with the interception and the fumbled snap, into precarious positions. I understand that. And he does look off. He doesn't look like the Aaron Rodgers we knew from a few years ago. But I agree with you. Look, what they did in San Francisco in building those defensive fronts, last year they had a bad season. They get Bosa. Bosa became a one-man wrecking crew. They just went out and said, we are going to kick your ass, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if somebody can stand up to us, then maybe we take a punch in the face. So that's what happened last night. And I know people got mad at you, and you started taking heat on Twitter from Packer Nation, but I had to bring you back on because you were right. And a lot of us who were kind of wearing the green and gold blinders were a little more than wrong.
Well, I tell you, Bill, it just speaks to the show that you run. Thank you very much. It's a gentlemanly thing to do. Fans are yelling at me about something brand new right now. You know, another hour passes, another outrage du jour topic will come up, and I'm sure I'll make other people angry soon enough. But I really, when I came onto your air, I did not in any way try to dunk on Packers fans just because. Like, I don't do Homer radio. What you got was my real football analysis. Like I said, my name could have been Harvey and Fond du Lac, and I didn't like the Packers' chances at all in this game. So It happened, and now let's see what happens in the next round. You won't hear me on any Kansas City radio giving Patrick Mahomes a 10% chance to win this game. His chances are much better, again, because the weapons around him are much better. No one-man gang is stopping what the Niners got. But Andy Reid is brilliant. He's been there, done that, and maybe not winning the Super Bowl, but everything else a football coach can do. And Mahomes is singularly a spectacular special player. I think the Niners got their hands full, but if they can pretty much, you know, somebody was saying, geez, it's going to take a lot more than 15 passes to beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Actually, I don't think so. I think that's the exact formula to beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Run, run, run all day long. Chiefs on the sidelines, Chiefs offense on the sidelines, and possess the ball, grind the clock, wear them down, force a turnover. Now you're out of time. And that's kind of what happened last night.
One of the things, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm sitting there watching this game, and all of a sudden I hear you in my head, which is a bad thing, but I hear you in my head going, if Aaron Rodgers is on the sideline hanging his head, it's over. And right after that fumble, I'm watching him, because that was very reminiscent to me of the drive that they had against the Atlanta Falcons a couple of years ago in an NFC Championship game when they were trying to climb back into it. They were grabbing momentum, and then Aaron Ripkowski, their fullback, fumbled the football, and they never looked back after that. That was the same thing. I thought, uh-oh, there it went. That was their opportunity, and it just went by the wayside, and this game's pretty much done. And sure enough, 49ers go down and score. And then I'm even making a note. I got a note right here that says Damon Bruce Wright. On my notepad. So,
wow.
That
note doesn't happen often.
No, I get it. Because there's not many times you and I who do this for a living, us hacks, ever get credited for something that we actually do right when there's so much angst that goes along with it. But I had to say, you know what? Got to get you back on because you were right. So there you go.
You're good, man. I tipped my cap to you. It's a great football town. I don't have to tell the Packers who they are. I tell you, the thing that made last night so special is that it happened over the Packers. You know, I mean, that's a historic franchise. These two teams are in the crown jewel of the entire NFL, and it was a monster game. Certainly a historic footnote in Niners history, and it was a pleasure to be back on with you, Bill. I wish you a very good off season, and we'll have to talk again when Steph Curry and the Warriors come for Giannis. That's really going to piss
me off. Well,
there
you go. Hey, I tell you what, you guys are heading out of Miami, right?
I'm not sure. Afternoon drive, East Coast radio rows really don't do very well. The whole row will be cleared out by the time I hit the air.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're going or not. But the station, the morning show's going for certain. So you can get a high five with them. But do you need anything from me all week long? I'm your man. Let me know what I can do for you.
You let me know. We're definitely going. And if you're down there, I'll see you. If not, we'll stay in touch, okay?
You got it, Bill. Take care.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Damon, you got to give him credit. It was not what we as fans wanted to hear. But you got to be a stand-up guy. You know, I told him, I said, that day when he said, hey, I will come back on, will you just crown me as the smartest man? I said, you better believe it. So we kept our word. And we brought him back on, so we wanted to make sure we did that. Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game in San Francisco joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.